Hello. This is she.
Hi, my name's Jessica. I'm calling on a recorded line in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit. Have you gotten an attorney already to assist you?
I'm sorry, ma'am. I didn't hear you.
Oh, have you gotten an attorney already to assist you?
No, ma'am.
No? Okay. And were you injured by the Depo Provera?
Yes, ma'am, I was.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear. What sort of serious injury was it?
So I had actually got diagnosed with meningioma.
Meningioma.
Okay. Yeah, meningioma. It was a brain tumor.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear. And it was located then in the brain?
Yeah, like they did a surgery where they had like opened my brain and they had removed the tumor.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear. Okay, and you are willing to affirm to the law firm that you aren't with an attorney already, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and you would like to see if you meet the rest of the criteria to participate?
Yes.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
You are, okay. And then what year were you diagnosed with the meningioma?
I was diagnosed of August of 2023.
August of 2023, okay.
Yes.
And do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
No, that I know of.
Okay, no worries. And then did you receive the Depo Provera pill or the Depo shot?
It was the shot. I never get the pill.
Okay.
No worries.
And the injectable was the name brand Depo Provera?
Yeah, it was Depo Provera.
Okay. And then how many years were you on the Depo?
I was on there from March of 2022, I would say through August of 2023.
August of 2023, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, a little over a year.
Okay.
I wasn't able to complete the assessment yesterday. I was at work. I was with the client at the time.
Oh, no worries. Just bear with me here. I'm almost done. So you did use it through present day. And then within 1 year, can you confirm if you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yeah, so I got 1 injection every 3 months.
1 injection every 3 months. Okay. And you used it for almost like a year and a half, essentially.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. And then next year, the injured party information. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Female, okay. And then we have your first name spelled S-H-A-Q-U-E-R-A-H.
Correct.
And then last name D-R-A-W?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then we have an email here. It looks like it's your first name, last name at yahoo.com.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then is the 480-697-0427 your cell phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And then what is your mailing address?
It's 17212 North. Sorry.
No, it's okay. North.
Foxdale Road.
Foxtail?
Scottsdale.
Oh, Scottsdale?
Yes, ma'am.
Scottsdale Road. Okay.
Scottsdale, Arizona. 85255.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then next year, the medical information, was the depo administered by a doctor or by yourself?
It was by a doctor.
Doctor, okay. And then do you remember the doctor or clinic facility where you had the depo shots taken?
Yeah, so I went to, it was at Honor Hill Scottsdale Tomlinson Peak Medical Center.
Okay, wait, Honor Hill.
Yeah, Honor Hill Scottsdale.
Scottsdale Medical.
Tomlinson.
Oh.
Yeah, Tomlinson Peak Medical Center. Sorry.
Tomlinson Peak Medical Center. Okay.
Yeah.
One moment here. On Tomlinson Peak Parkway?
Yes, ma'am.
That's okay. Perfect.
My gynecologist gave it to me. That's who I was receiving it from.
Do you remember the doctor's name by chance?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, Dr. Okay. Tiffany Stagnick.
Stagnick?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Like Stadnick?
Correct.
Okay.
Stadnick, correct, yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And then how many times were you injected with the product? So if it was every, you said 3 months?
Yeah, it was, yeah, one time every 3 months.
So about maybe, let's see, 17 months total you were on it. Divided by three would be like five times, six times?
Yeah, I would say.
Okay, do you want me to do
math? Yeah.
Okay, five or six, which one
do
you want me to put?
Yeah, I just know that, yeah, they will only do it once, and it was every 3 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
From March of 2022 through August of 2023.
Okay. Do you want me to put six?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay. As an estimate, at least. And then the Dr. Tiffany was the prescribing doctor then as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma a CT scan, MRI, or both?
Yeah, so they did a they did a small incision on my brain to take a sample of my brain tissue. Mm-hmm. They drew blood from my arm, and then they did the CT scan, and then they did the MRI.
Okay. And then do you know the diagnosing doctor's name?
Yeah, the doctor name was David Wilson, Dr. David Wilson.
Wilson, okay. And do you know the hospital or facility?
It was in Gilbert. It was Mercy Gilbert Medical Center.
Mercy Gilbert Medical Center. Okay. In Gilbert?
Correct.
Okay, on South Val Vista Drive?
Yeah, the 3555 mm-hmm. South Val Vista Drive.
Yes.
Gilbert AZ 85.
Okay.
I think it was 85297.
Mhm. Okay, perfect. And bear with me. Did you have treatment there as well? Was he your treatment doctor?
Yeah.
Okay.
The same doctor that diagnosed me, mm-hmm. he treated me.
Okay. And then have you had a prior cancer diagnosis at all?
No.
No, okay. And did you ever receive radiation treatment prior to your meningioma diagnosis?
So I received it not prior. It was after my diagnosis.
After. Okay.
Yeah.
And as far as treatment, was there, I think you said there was surgery? There was radiation?
Yeah, it was the craniotomy. I believe that's how you pronounce it. I always don't like pronouncing it. The craniotomy surgery, and then they did radiation therapy.
Okay. And then does your family have a family history of meningiomas?
No, ma'am.
No. Were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
I was not hospitalized. I did go to radiation therapy for 6 weeks, like four to five times.
Okay.
A week.
And then there would be medical records showing the meningioma as a diagnosis?
Yeah, in the hospital records, I can get them.
Okay.
It should take
like they'll request it, but they just want to make sure.
Okay.
So we are good. But if they did need assistance with it, are you able to send it by mail or electronically?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have access to your MyChart login?
Yes.
You do? Okay. And then lastly here, the emergency contact. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens. Ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
I don't really have anyone to add.
Okay, no worries. And then bear with me here. Is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, and then for the medical record release forms, what's your date of birth?
Yes. Oh, you said, I'm sorry, I didn't understand. It's 2/22/2000. I'm so sorry.
What was it? 2/2?
Yes, February 22nd, 2000.
22nd, 2000. Okay, perfect. And then, so 2/22/2000. And then your social?
It is 697-23-19.
Okay, so again, 697-23-19?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then bear with me here. Oh, I did confirm with you that you had at least 4 injections prior to the diagnosis, right?
Correct.
I did. Okay.
Around 6. We said ballpark figure 6. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. So bear with me here. I'm just going to put you in a brief hold while I prep up the forms and send them over.
Okay.
I'll be
okay.
Right back. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
One moment.